Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. And we've got Woody. Say hello, Woody.
If I must.
Oh, you must. You always must greet the people appropriately. Our guest this week, lots of fun, Zara Larsson's with us.
Yes.
Oh.
So much fun. So we've been missing her ever since, if you recall, we ran into her on a red carpet over the summer, didn't we? And she was just an absolute riot, unable to identify the designers of her outfits. Just so honest and so fun, and you'll hear a lot more of that later on in our chat. And we're going to play a little bit of a game. She's entering the Pop Buzz confession booth.
Oh, yes. She is.
It's very, very exciting, so have a listen for that one. But first, let's look at the biggest stories of the week in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So, of course, number one, the Grammys. Noms are out. Lots of controversy among there. Let's start with Beyonce, shall we? So, obviously, she's dominated with Lemonade. She's up for best rock performance. I mean, somebody explain this to me. How on earth does that make any sense?
Because she's a rock star.
Apparently.
Obviously.
Owning every genre.
Yeah, apparently so. Well, apart from country, because apparently she was deemed ineligible for Daddy Lessons. But yeah, Don't Hurt Yourself is up for best rock performance, which makes no sense to me. It really, really doesn't.
I was just thinking, because that was the song Jack White worked on, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
And I think he's just like in the pocket of the Grammy people.
Maybe.
He's won so many.
I mean,
it was
the best performance ever.
It was great. Look, it's a hell of an album, and I'm sure it's going to do incredibly well at the awards ceremony. But you look at some of the rock bands that have been shut out, and you think, really? You've given Beyonce a shot here? I would have accepted a country one, because she did it with the Dixie Chicks and everything, and it is a country song.
Well, the CMAs happened after the cutoff point, didn't they? So that performance wasn't eligible.
Oh, maybe.
So 2017, watch out, country Beyonce
gonna
will
come
rise.
Back through again.
All the categories are nonsense.
Grammys is insane, God. Isn't it? Well, speaking of nonsense categories, this is what we're leading into. So the 1975, I thought they weren't nominated, which is insane because we put I Like It When
That's
You Sleep
ridiculous.
As our number one album of
and
the year on the Pop Buzz list.
Our opinion, it's the
I think it's
one.
What matters. Stamp that on the front of the album cover. I think it works. But weirdly, they have been nominated for an award. It's just an award they probably don't care about. It's for packaging. The I Like It When You Sleep box set is up for best packaging. So they don't get nominated for best rock over Beyonce, but they can be nominated for a box. That's what we're saying
I'd
here.
Tell them to shove it.
Yeah.
Fancy that, putting out one of the
Take
best albums of the year.
Take my box and shove it where the sun is shining.
And you know it's going to be one of those ones that isn't announced during the ceremony. So they'll fly out to LA especially. I bet Matty will go. Do you know what I mean? I bet him, because it's him nominated along with their longtime designer, Samuel Burgess Johnson.
Yeah, he loves an award show.
He bloody loves an award. I hope he sits there, gets absolutely wrecked on red wine, and tries to pull a Kanye when Beyonce wins Best Rock. That's my hope for the Grammy ceremony. I don't know. It's just a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Nominated for a box. It's one of the most critically acclaimed albums of the year. What's going on?
You know, you just got to take what you get, I guess. I mean, if I was nominated for a Grammy for best box, I would,
you'd be thrilled.
I would be booking my first class ticket.
It's very true.
Straight over that.
Hey, I hope he shows up. I really hope he does. Well, the other big awards news, obviously 21 Pilots, faves of ours, they got nominated 5 times. Well done, boys.
Yes.
Fair play.
Well done.
5 nominations. Woo! We'll see how they get on. Brendan Urie, of course, is also nominated for one for Death of a Bachelor. Very good. Well done to him. He also made a point of saying he's very glad he's not nominated in the same category as 21 Pilots. Let's be honest, they're going to come away with 5, aren't they?
Do you think?
I'll be stunned if they don't.
What?
21 Pilots, yeah. I'll be stunned if they don't do a clean sweep.
No, they're not going to win Record of the Year.
The Grammys.
Oh, sorry, they're up for Record of the Year. Okay, they won't do Record of the Year. That'll go to Lemonade. All the rock-based categories they're up for, they will sweep.
I just feel with the Grammys, they've got a bit of a history of just picking the oldest person on the list, or they're like the one that isn't actually popular.
The one that has the most power.
It was like, what was the year Amy Winehouse was nominated for Best Album, and it went to...
Have a Google,
was it like Arcade Fire or someone? Did I make that up?
No. Arcade Fire are at least still relevant, do you know what I mean? I think I know what you mean. They have a habit of just taking like these old, like Journey or someone like that, you know, or like Rick Astley's new album. Let's give that a nod.
Yeah, like it would be something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I could see
it. I think Beyonce's Lemonade's up for best record or best album, and there's some guy called Sturgill Simpson. Like, who is he?
Who is he? And why is he like taking Rihanna's space?
Yeah, exactly. But he'll win. You know he will win.
Yeah. It is a weird one, isn't it? Because I do feel like with the Grammys, bless them, but they do nominate every single thing under the sun, don't they?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best country performance by a blues musician with a bucket on his head on the 4th of the month. You know, it's insane. They're just given an award for anything.
It was Herbie Hancock.
One of Amy Winehouse. Yeah. I mean, talented man.
I'm not denying he's, you know, talented, but... Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I'm still bitter about it all these years later. It's literally 10 years later. I'm like, she should have won!
Yeah, absolutely.
She should have won!
I get it. Well, talking of milestones, another big story this week. The most popular tweets of the year have been revealed, ladies and gentlemen. Any guesses what it was? I mean, you already know, but there was...
I wrote the article.
Let's do a guess. All right, well, Katie, guide me through it. What were the big hitters? What's the biggest hitters? Before?
Oh, the top three. Should we start? Let's do top three.
All right, take me through it.
Okay, so number three, let me just check. It was Louis Tomlinson's... announcement of his bebe.
Bless him.
Freddie, welcome him. To the world of social media.
Yeah, nice.
Crazy world of directioners.
Very sweet.
Social media. Number two was Hillary Clinton, which was a quote from her concession speech, which is
still raw.
Too emotional to read out.
Yeah, still raw. Let's skip over it. And number one?
It was one word.
Okay.
Woody, do you know what it is?
It was
just one word. One word that sums up 2016. Just one word.
Was it? Oh, it wasn't dab or something like that, was it?
Yes.
It was slay.
Dab, Woody. It was dab. Of course it was. The word that sums up 2016, dab.
Dab.
Yeah. No, what was it then?
It was lemonade.
Lemonade, okay.
But in Spanish.
Right, limonada.
Limonada, written by a Spanish YouTuber.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with Beyonce.
Any idea why that's happened? Any idea? No?
I think, I read that it was, he did one of these things like retweet my next tweet and I'll send you a prize.
Oh, I see.
So he must have a lot of engaged fans.
Yeah,
we're talking
clearly.
Like 1.3 million retweets.
Christ, really?
Yes.
That's huge.
But he
for someone we've never heard of,
yeah,
that's
crazy.
Massive.
But he's also a fool for not including like a link to his YouTube. Exactly. You know what I mean?
At
like,
least a hashtag or something.
You played yourself.
Limonada. Like, comment, subscribe. Yeah, that worked really nicely. Okay, well, all these year-end lists obviously coming through. One more we spotted today, which is quite amusing. Spotify have started publishing each user's top songs. You can now go on your Spotify and you can check what your most listened to songs of the year were. So let's do a little bit of research, shall we? Woody, what was your most listened to tracks of the year, my friend?
I'm not going to lie. I am very proud of my list.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Are we doing top five?
Give me top three.
In reverse order.
Give me top
three. Number three.
Yeah, go on. Count down.
Rihanna's Work.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which
Big
we
shoot.
Did blast a lot. In the office.
Yeah, of course. I think everywhere did, surely.
Yeah.
All right, number two.
In at number two, it's Somebody Else by the 1975.
My Song of the Year.
I'm calling it now,
My Song of the Year.
And then, I mean, I was kind of surprised by this, but I guess it isn't. Ariana Grande, Into You, is my number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
That's a good top three.
That is a solid pop buzz friendly top three, right?
That is a banger.
All right. Katie,
a double banger.
Give me your top three. Come on.
Okay. In my defense, I use both.
Don't make excuses already.
I use both Spotify and iTunes.
Okay.
So.
Count it down. Number three.
Number three is Side to Side.
Oh, okay, all right. Filth, absolute filth.
Number two is Britney Spears, Change Your Mind, No Seas Cortez.
What?
I don't know.
Is that even from the new album?
Yeah, it's from Glory.
Okay.
When did Glory come out? Like 2 months ago?
Wow.
How is that?
You've been hammering that for two whole months.
But also, why that song?
That's really weird. Not even the single.
I think this is wrong.
All right, clearly not.
Number one. I don't know how this happened either, is Alicia Keys In Common.
Right, okay.
She just needed to align her chakras.
Wow, just going to church with Alicia.
No, that's a good song,
though. Okay, all right, fair enough.
I stand
song,
by that one.
Like,
I have rinsed that
one.
One
obscure
year.
Choice, fair
Ever
enough.
Ever since we got those tickets to see Alicia Keys, you've
I've
just been stanning,
I
haven't
have.
You?
Mate. Really have.
Had you even listened to an album before that point? I don't think you had you?
You knew Fallen and Empire State of Mind, and that
just the
was
songs
all.
From 2006.
Yeah,
my
fair
boo.
Enough. All right, well, yeah, that's the popular tracks on our Spotify's. Check out your one right now and let us know what's on there. And plus, let us know what you think about all these big stories. Who should be nominated for the Grammys, really? What do you make of that most popular treat? Get in the comments, find us on Facebook, and let us know what you think. back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, incredible singer who's had one of the biggest 2016 success stories. The single is I Would Like. You can hear it now on Pop Buzz Radio. Give it up. It's Zara Larsson, everybody. Yay. Here she is.
Hey.
Lovely to see you, Zara. Lovely to see you. What a year you've had.
Yeah.
My word. Mm-hmm. So much success. And it's great to see because, let's be honest, a lot of awful things have happened this year.
Yeah,
so what's been the favorite thing that's happened to you this year?
My favorite thing or the highlight for me was probably the EMAs.
Oh,
which
nice.
Which wasn't too long ago.
Sure.
Also the Beyonce concert.
Oh, where did you see her? Where did you see her?
Here in London.
Oh, you saw her at Wembley?
At the Wembley, yeah. Oh, I saw both nights. And it was incredible, obviously.
Yeah.
Also the Euro Cup was great.
Nice. Oh, Big Mix. Big Mix of live stuff there. I like that. So for the Beyonce gig, are you picking up any ideas for the tour then? What are you going to be stealing? Come
well,
on.
I just want to steal everything.
Yeah, absolutely,
I
right?
I just want to rip it off.
I think everyone does, right? I think she's setting the standard, yeah.
No, of course. And I just, like, I want to have a cube on the stage.
Yeah.
I want to have that big
a giant
cube.
Video cube. I mean, seriously want you to do this now, a giant video cube, all right? Just project
cube.
Everything. Yeah, make it done. Okay, well, the latest single is I Would Like.
Yes,
so that
is.
Begs the question, what would you like in 2017? What do you want to happen next?
Well, since I'm releasing my album, I would like people to like that.
That's good. That goes without saying, but I like it. Worth saying.
And I would like to go on a tour, which I am doing. Don't know when, but definitely a tour. And I would just like, I don't know, I haven't really thought about that. I don't really think of the future, honestly. I just go with the flow pretty much, and it usually works.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey, it's done all right so far.
Yeah.
It's got you this far. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Well, one of our favorite moments this year on social media was following you on Twitter, all those tweets about Sharon on the airplane. I mean, that was a joy and
it was a
pleasure.
A joy for me.
It sounded like it. I mean, are there any other advancements to aeronautical technology you want to see coming in the future? What do you want to see on a plane next? You've had the shower experience.
I would take a jacuzzi, man. Just upgrade it.
Wow.
Yes. There's an idea.
Why be happy with the shower?
Yeah, I think on a long haul, nice
you know
little jacuzzi.
Mean?
Maybe get one of those ones with a bar inside it. That could
right. wouldn't be good with turbulence, though, would it?
Well, not with that actually.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Mm.
There's only one way to find out. That's the thing, isn't it?
Who should we call to make it happen?
Strap
it.
Let's get it done. It'll
right?
work. It'll work. Yeah,
no,
I think
the shower was incredible.
I know. We know, Zara. We know. We've heard.
Yeah.
Good times.
So you were nominated for Time's 30 Most Influential Teens as well this year. How the hell was that?
It was incredible
to be nominated.
It was incredible. They were just listing all these teenagers that have a big influence. And, you know, I thought it was great because I do know that I have a big amount of followers. And if I could do something positive with it or influence people somehow, I'm very happy to do that. So I was a bit surprised, but very honored, I have to say, that they thought of me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
well
your
deserved.
Social networks are like fire. I mean, you know, whether it's talking
I
about
it.
Like sexual assault at concerts, that was wild.
Yeah,
or Dun Dun Dun, Chris Brown.
he must not be named.
No, but I do think it's great. And especially since artists or just people in general these days can just share their opinions and have a voice and be vocal, I would like to do that. But also I pose like memes and irrelevant stuff too,
just as influential.
But just to mix it up, you know, a lot of selfies also. But I do feel it's just so easy to have make an impact in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does it ever get you in trouble? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but with people I don't care about anyways.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, whatever.
That's the mic drop. That's what we like to hear.
So tell us about the album, because obviously we've been waiting for a really long time now. When's it coming?
It's coming late Jan or early Feb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming soon. Don't know the exact date yet, but we've been pushing it. And I think a lot of the people who follow me think I'm doing it to like be annoying. I'm not. I really want to release it too, but it has to make sense with all of the things has to be in line. And you know, I want my upcoming singles to work, and I want everything to just work.
Yeah.
And clash well, I guess. So do you say that?
Did I make that up? Make it all come together well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Soon.
Yeah, are you nervous? Because obviously there's been this big...
I am a bit. Especially since I've been pushing it. Because I feel like people have a huge expectation of what shall come. So I'm just like... I mean, it is great, I have to say. I'm really happy with it.
That's
I'm
sweet.
Really proud and satisfied with all of the songs. But I am very nervous. It's always nervous releasing something new.
Sure. Are there any albums that you're kind of referencing in your mind? I'd really like it to be like that album. Maybe that Beyoncé album, that Rihanna album.
Of course, Beyoncé is a huge idol for me and the biggest inspiration. And I was thinking of her a lot when I first started doing the record. I've been working on it for a long time. I mean, it's my first debut worldwide album. So I've been doing it for a long time, and the first songs were just like, will Beyonce sing this? Will Beyonce do this?
What would Beyonce do?
Why would I care about what she would do? She's such a huge inspiration to me as an artist and a person. But sometimes I just got to stop myself. And I was thinking, you got to stop comparing yourself to other people. Because I don't think Beyonce would do Lush Life. That's not a Beyonce song. But it's a good song.
Yeah.
And people love it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Beyonce would do Never Forget You. But it's still a good song. And I love it. And people love it. So it was a point where I was just like, I gotta stop comparing myself to these great artists that are already having their own sounds.
Yeah, and you know, it took years for Beyonce to get to that point.
No, of course.
Only at the start, right?
Yeah.
So it would be a bit
futile. I'm way more pop than her, even though she's doing pop now. You know, when she started out, it was very R&B. But I'm super pop. And I'll just do whatever I like these days. I don't really have a vision or sound I'm going for. I'm just doing songs that I think are good.
I mean, if we've learned anything from Beyonce over the years, it's that she'd want you to be a strong, independent woman, right?
Yeah. Right?
That's
exactly.
It. Following your own damn path right there.
Yeah.
And we should say this as well. Obviously, you've been working on this album and having all this huge success and playing live and everything. Am I right in saying you're still doing your schoolwork right now?
Yeah.
Is that that's unbelievable, right?
Insane.
Let's do a little.
Well, I'm unbelievably slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you can be slightly forgiven, surely.
Yeah, you've
all
been busy, babe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so let's do a little school review here. How's the classwork going? Talk to me. Favorite subjects? What's going on?
Well, since I'm studying online, I'm actually not physically in a school.
Sure.
I can kind of, it's very flexible, which is to my benefit and also not to my benefit, because I always call my teacher and I'm like, would you mind pushing the test 2 weeks? Every time I do that. But I did the subjects I didn't like first.
Oh, okay.
So I study in block. So you do math for, let's say, 6 weeks, and then you're done with math. And then you do religion for 6 weeks, and then you're done with religion. So I did math. That was the first thing I did. So I was completely finished with all high school math the first couple of months. So I just didn't have to think about that anymore, which was incredible.
Did you pass?
I did pass, actually. It was on
well,
just
you passed math, everybody. Give it up. Good work.
That's what I want to do, though. I'm not aiming for an A. I just aim to pass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, except in music, where presumably you want to nail it, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I got a C.
What? Wow. What?
Zara.
Right. Zara Larson's teacher, if you are listening to this, you're watching this footage, we need to have a serious conversation right about now. Ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. How does gym class work as well? If you're on your own online, I guess you just get
out
of that one.
Actually, I did have to go to an actual PE class. Do you call it that?
Yeah.
For a full day.
Wow.
And we did everything.
God.
We covered everything. So I couldn't walk the day after. I was feeling so sore, and I was kind of shaking when I walked home.
Imagine that going through your entire year of PE classes in a day.
Yeah, full day of PE. It's like, I think even 3 years in one. It was like, we did everything.
Well, I hope you passed that one, right?
I did pass that one.
Okay, very well done. We'll take that. More from Zara Larsson coming up later on. She's going to be entering the Pop Buzz Confession booth. It's dreaded. Listen out for that. It's a lot of fun. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So we're going to look at a big news story from the week, and I want the most appropriate bangers from Pop Buzz Radio from Woody and Katie, and we just have to decide who has brought me the biggest banger of the week. Now, we were all a bit shocked earlier in the week, a little bit shook, because out of the clear blue sky, Taylor Swift and Zayn just dropped a duet on us.
It's crazy.
No idea that was happening.
I'm still recovering.
Absolutely no idea that was happening. It is called
I still have no idea why it's happening.
Well, no,
it's true.
Well, you say that. It's called I Don't Want to Live. It's from the soundtrack of the new 50 Shades of Grey movie. Now, this is just one man's opinion, but I think that song is about as sexy as the film series it's appearing in, therefore not particularly sexy at all. That's just my opinion.
Fair.
I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. So I think what I need to hear this week is better sex bangers. All right, I want sex-related bangers. You interpret that any way you want, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. But I want better sexy songs that can actually provide a decent soundtrack for a more sexy film than 50 Shades of Grey. All right, right. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Aww. So Woody, really a big 50 Shades fan in the corner?
No. I just like that song. I think it's really good.
All right, well, there you go. There's another opinion. better or worse than Pillow Talk? Come on, quick.
It's better than Pillow Talk, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah, that's not saying much, is it? Shh, we didn't say it. Woody, going to come to you first, mate. What sex banger have you brought for me this week?
Well, I am obsessed with this song, and I think it's rather sexy, too. It's Alma, Dye My Hair.
I will dye my hair blonde for you. I will dye my hair blonde for you. You got the high power, the sweetest of all, and you won't got me loose. There's nothing that I wouldn't do.
Come across Alma before this song. All right, take me through her. Who is the elusive Alma?
Well, James, I have no idea.
So well researched this bit. All right.
I didn't research Alma because I was too busy getting my fang on to
okay, fair
this
enough.
Very sexy song.
Okay, is this the ultimate sex banger then? Come
is on. There anything sexier than dyeing your hair? Is there, guys?
If there is, I don't know it.
Something about the smell of peroxide that makes me want to head straight down to Stringfellow's.
Oh, yes.
And lose all my inhibitions.
Stringfellow, that took a turn. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there are many sexy colours you could dye your hair. Mm. There is maybe you could...
Give me a sexy colour, come on.
Brunettes and fishnets.
Oh, God, it's rhyming.
Oh my God.
Strap in, he's got rhyming colours.
What about hot cocoa and cream?
Is that a thing? What would that be? Hot cocoa and cream, that be brown and white? Is that what you're saying? Brown with white on
top. It's split dye.
Yeah, it's a hot new look for 2017.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Like
black licorice and leather, you know?
So black. That's all that is black.
And also, let's not forget the truly orgasmic feeling of someone running their hands through your hair, shampooing you, and your neck slightly breaking because of the angle of your seat against the sink.
Wow.
Very erotic. Mm. I'm sure you agree.
Lovely.
I'm just sweating thinking about it.
I mean, we're getting a real insight into your personal life here, Woody, aren't we? Just nothing more orgasmic than having your hair washed in that horrible porcelain
Incredible. Seat.
I've lived a very sheltered life, okay, James?
Evidently. All right, Katie, what have you brought for me? Give me a sex banger worthy of 50 Shades.
Well, I mean, you know I love this song, but anything is actually a better sex banger than it, really. Adele's Someone Like You is probably a better sex banger than that Zayn.
How dare you?
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
anyway.
Okay. What have you got for me?
I've got an absolutely brilliant sex banger for everybody, and it is Touch by Little Mix.
Just a touch of your love is enough to knock me up on my feet, oh. Just a touch of your love is enough to take control of my whole body. Just a
Show, of course, friends of the show. If you're listening, girls, I'm sure you are. Lovely to see you. What a tune. Genuinely, what an absolute tune this is. I think this is the next single. Am I right in saying that?
I hope they just
did it on X Factor, so I presume it is. Incredible song. Up there with Into You, Ariana Grande, I think, is one of the pop songs of the year.
100%.
I really, really love this. But why is it an appropriate sex banger, Katie? Talk to me.
I actually don't have a reason. I just really love the song.
Fair enough. That's good enough for me.
No, I've been waiting for Little Mix to go off with their suggestive lyrics for so long. And they've finally done it. It's sweatier than Woody's banger. Raunchy. I mean, they literally sing about sending nudes.
Yeah, they do.
So
that's very true.
All Zayn could muster up was like a melancholic whine.
That's his aesthetic, though, isn't it?
Banger on banger on banger.
I feel like Zayn's whole aesthetic is melancholic whine. Mind of mine, the melancholic wine. It works well.
What are they touching, though, Katie? That's what I want to know.
Dear Lord.
I don't know.
Keep it PG.
You need to read the subtext.
I feel like it's probably just inanimate objects.
Maybe.
I don't think it's that sexy at all.
I mean, I do think it's that sexy, and I'm definitely giving Katie the point
something.
For that one. Yeah, exactly.
We're all touching something.
Now I'm giving Katie the point for that one. I mean, it's one of the pop songs of the year, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's undeniable.
It is fantastic.
So good. We love that.
But so's my song. Let's keep it real for a sec. Alma's Dye My Hair. It might not be the sexiest song on earth.
The image of you having an orgasm in a barbershop has put me off a bit, mate. I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you kind of
dug your own grave on that one. But they are both good tunes, and you can hear them both on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Just go on the website pop-buzz.com and click in the top right hand corner. By the way, if you are enjoying this, do download the podcast. It's on iTunes, it's on SoundCloud, it's on the website and everything. Find us on iTunes, Pop Buzz Podcast.
I gotta do the plug-in, I gotta do the promo, man.
And normally we have, like I say, you'll be able to hear the interview with Bri, but also go back and listen. We've had guests. Who have we had this season? We've had Ollie Alexander from Years and Years. We had Dua Lipa.
We had the Vamps.
Joe Sugg. Who else did we have?
We had Hayley Kiyoko.
Right. Chainsmokers. That was very, very fun.
All our best friends.
It's true.
Love them all.
I've got them all on speed dial now.
Of course you do. All right, well, before you go, Zara, we want to play a quick little game with you.
Cool.
So this is a game we call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth, all right?
Okay,
we want to find out
it.
Your biggest confessions, your biggest secrets, and bring out the inner truth inside of you, all right? So let's enter now the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. State your name, my child.
Ooh. Zara Maria Larson.
Zara, when did you last come to confess, my child?
Confess what?
Well, clearly not recently. Have you ever confessed in a confession booth? You've never confessed? There must be many sins that need to be discussed. Well, then I will pass you on to Father Woodrow. Hello, Father Woodrow.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And
Very serious. It's good, isn't it?
And Sister Katie as well. Hello, Sister Katie.
Hello, everyone.
All right, Sister Katie, take it away if you want to interrogate.
Zara.
I always interrogate the subject. It doesn't make sense.
Damn.
Get into
Zara,
the booth.
Question one.
Yes. What was your first email address?
It was I don't know if I should say this because I'm a Nike girl, okay? But I loved Adidas. I thought it was cool. Like, all the cool kids in school had Adidas.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm definitely having that in my email address because I'm a cool kid. So I had Adidas_zebra because it starts with a Z.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Makes like total
that.
Sense.
Yeah, I like that.
It's the best one we've had.
That's a very good one.
I think that was one of my first email addresses.
Okay.
Nice one.
What was the worst album you've ever bought?
Wow. Let me think here.
It's a tough call.
I didn't really buy any bad albums because back in the days where you actually bought physical albums, you listened to them in the store.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't good, I just didn't buy it. But I have streamed some bad albums.
Yeah. Care to name any?
Spill it.
Come on, spill the tea, Zara.
I can't, because I'll be hated. It's a popular artist, too.
Give us a clue, then. Give us a cryptic clue.
Is it is a
It's a guy.
Okay.
He's been having huge success this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But I guess it's a bit too late for you to say sorry about confessing to that particular one. But anyway,
it's not Justin, actually. I
really
enjoy his album.
All right, fair enough. All right, next up.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
My first real one, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
a good one. Wow, girl after your own heart right here.
I was obsessed. I was still. God, I'm really sad that he's not 25.
Was this like Titanic era or Romeo and Juliet?
No, I'm still like even Waffle Washy. I was like, fair play. Exactly. Yes.
He's bringing it.
That is the correct answer.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, what's your biggest pet peeve? What annoys you the most?
I've got many. I really do have. You know what I hate? When you take a picture and the mouth sounds people make when they smile.
Don't smile, anyone.
It's like you can just, everybody's quiet because everybody's smiling and trying to look cute for the picture, and you can just hear like their mouths like just going like, it freaks me out.
Yeah. It's like when people eat as well, like I can't stand
That smiling part or someone having a dry mouth and it's just like and it's dead quiet and I just can't take it.
It's making me squirm. I'm never gonna be able to hear that again now. God
damn.
All right, okay. next up.
What is the biggest lie you've ever told?
Ooh.
Wow.
Like, have you ever lied to get out of something?
I mean, yeah, but it's really hard to put an order to the lies. I don't really lie that much because I'm a really bad liar. I'm really bad. I've never really lied to my parents.
Wow.
You know, but we've been very open about stuff.
You're just an all-round liar.
Let's go with that.
Dropping just some lies here and there, but like tiny ones.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
You know when you meet someone, it's like, so good to see you. It's like, no, it's not.
That's the most useful lie there is. Just throw that one out there.
Okay.
Nice one.
Who do you stalk the most on Twitter?
Twitter. It's, let's see here.
Apart from your own page, of course.
Just nice. my people I used to be friends with.
Oh, really?
Because I'm still like, I'm a nosy-ass bitch. So I'm like, so what are you doing these
nice.
Days?
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Wow, catching up. That's interesting. Nice answer. Yeah. All right.
Do you ever check if people unfollow you on social media?
Never. Never.
Oh, come on. Really?
No. I would not be offended by it. I unfollow people all the time because I'm like, you know what? If I don't want, like, I feel like my feed is my personal space.
Sure.
And I feel like people are being so sensitive about that. And if it's someone I don't talk to anymore or somebody I'm like, your pictures, and they annoy me.
Yeah.
Then I'll unfollow you, like, just like that. Because I think it's so strange how people are super offended by it, especially when it's someone I'm not talking to. And I just don't want them in my personal space, so I'm following them.
Damn.
I don't think it's that deep, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Yeah.
Fair play.
Okay.
All right.
What's the most embarrassing thing in your web browser history?
Well, it's clear.
Is the correct answer.
She's got incognito.
Very well done.
Absolutely. It's clear.
Nicely done. There ain't no receipts around here. All right. Last one. Last question in the confession booth.
Who is the nicest smelling celebrity you've ever met?
Ooh. I think Tiny.
Oh, really?
He always smells so good.
What's he smell of? What does Tiny Temper smell?
I don't know. He smells rich.
He smells of money.
Yes.
Yeah, he smells money. Yeah, he smells really good, actually. Yeah. He just popped up in my head because he always smells nice.
Right, okay. Yeah. Good to know. Tiny Temper, good smelling celebrity. All right, amazing. You've survived the confession booth, Zara. Very, very well done. Thank you so much for coming to see
thank
us.
You.
Lovely
so
to see
fun.
You. Best of luck with the album. We'll hopefully see you again next year. The single is I Would Like. It's on Pop Buzz Radio now. Ladies and gentlemen, Zara Larsson, everybody! Woo!
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
finally now, it's time for the question of the week. You know how it works by now. I've got one of the week's biggest story we've been talking about on the website, and I need appropriate answers to a question I have set Woody and Katie. As always, the funniest or most interesting answer will take the point. Now, this week, I put out a story on the site earlier this week about the worst lyrics of 2016. Now, obviously, this is just my opinion, but I think there's been some absolute shockers this year. So I'll give you my top three, shall I? Let's go with that. So at number three, I put from Ariana's Side to Side with Nicki, if you want a menage, I got a tricycle.
I love that lyric.
Right. Explain to me what it means, Woody. Explain to me how that makes the remotest bit of sense.
Well, on a PG podcast.
She's basically saying, if you want to hang out with her in a three-person setting,
yes,
she has a bike with three wheels that will escort you to the place where you can have said meeting.
Yeah, like I said,
people.
It's absolute nonsense. So number two, I've gone with Rihanna's fantastic song of the summer, Work, and the line, na, 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 na. It's lazy.
Again, iconic lyrics.
No, mate, it's lazy. It's
poetry.
Lazy.
It made me feel things that
way. Yeah, it did, deep inside.
I think it's incredibly lazy. For a song called Work, that is a lazy, lazy line, I'm afraid. Dear. But number one, and this is not that it's a terrible lyric, just what it represents. Kanye's famous, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex, why I made that bitch famous. You can take the feminist standpoint, which I think is a very, very valid argument, but it's more just, I'm sick of this Kanye versus Taylor nonsense. Just pipe down. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm over it.
I don't care. It's awful. Although I will give an honorary mention to my number four, which was from Drake's Pop Style, got so many chains they call me Chaining Tatum. They don't call you that, Drizzy. Oh. They don't call you, mate. Pipe down. But what I want to know is, of course, what your worst lyrics of 2016 are, guys. You've picked one out each, I believe. So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first, mate. Talk me through your worst lyric of 2016, if you please.
So I've gone for Mike Posner. I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool.
First of all, why? I think that's the main question, isn't it?
Let's let that sink in for a moment, and I will deconstruct this lyric. Okay.
Please do.
Okay, firstly, it's like the most cliched thing in the world, isn't it?
What, take a pill in Ibiza?
Oh, you went to Ibiza and took a pill, did you? Why don't you do something original for once, like write a good song?
Yeah. You know, I bet you're the first person who's ever done that, Mike Posner.
Well done. Also, I don't like the vagueness of pill. What's he talking about? Aspirin?
Ibuprofen?
Antihistamines?
He had a headache. He needed that aspirin.
I'm starting to suspect Mike has never taken a pill. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
But lastly, and most importantly, who and why would you try to prove you're cool to the impish EDM troll that is Avicii?
What did Avicii ever do to you?
Since when did Avicii become the barometer of what's cool? when did he become someone you want to impress or aspire to?
Sorry, are you telling me you don't run by your every action by Avicii?
No, I
always
do not.
Tweet him. Like if I'm going on a night out, I'll tweet him pictures of my outfit and be like, "Right, Avicii, which is going to make me look cooler?"
I question Mike's judgment of character, quite frankly. But also, it makes it sound like he's kind of been coerced into taking this pill.
Peer pressures by Avicii.
Just say no, for God's sake.
Do you love me now, Avicii? Do you love me now?
Is Avicii some sort of mad pill head? Just
legally, no, he is not.
Also,
no, he is not.
This song just got nominated for a Grammy. So are the Grammys now therefore complicit in Avicii's drug habit?
I mean, that's a question more than a statement. Let's clarify that.
Yes.
That is a question from one man's opinion. I do not think the Grammys are in any way insinuating that Avicii has a problem with pill taking in the Balearic Isles. I don't think
I think it's one for the FBI. It's a terrible bloody lyric, and it's a terrible song, and it should never have existed.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to the last ever edition of the Pop Buzz podcast. Katie, try and top that one. What is your worst lyric of 2016?
How can I top that?
Please try.
I settled on one that I know you're not going to like, James.
Oh, okay.
But I just really want this artist to win something. She hasn't been nominated for a Grammy, so I feel like I want to bestow this honour upon her.
Okay, go for it.
My worst lyrics of 2016 are Miss Carly Rae Jepsen's Store.
Oh, God. That's a left turn I did not see coming. All right, what's the line? Sorry. What's the line?
I'm just going to the store store. Okay. I'm just going to the store. You might not see me anymore. Because I'm just going to the store.
I mean, what more do you want?
Iconic.
Now that
I think it's quite clear what she means by that.
Simultaneously, the best and worst lyric of 2016. it's like so uninspired, yet absolutely iconic at the same time.
It's amazing.
But what if the store is just a metaphor for your ambition?
What if she just gets lost?
Or your spirituality. She's going to search for her spirituality and she might not come back again. She might be a new person,
do you know what,
reborn.
Woody, I think she's just going to like Walmart.
Oh, to get some egg.
It was in R about 11. I thought we decided that.
Every time I hear that song, though, I now think of 11.
Yeah.
I see that video.
That is fun.
But like, no, she may as well have just written, "It's not you, it's me." That's literally it.
Hey, she likes to keep it simple, and as long as it makes sense, I'm happy. No, I cannot possibly list Carly Rae Jepsen as the worst lyric.
Well, at least she's won something now. But while we're here, I just want to share my best lyrics of 2016.
Oh, please do. Please do. Fire at me.
Is every single word of Bruno Mars' Versace on the Floor.
Yes!
Yes!
Now there's your sex banger.
Oh my God, that is a tune and a half. I'd say Guilty Pleasure, but I don't feel remotely guilty about it.
I don't. I feel moist.
Yeah. Let's kiss till we're naked, baby. Versace on the Floor.
Oh,
it comes out of nowhere.
Versace costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true.
I would expect Bruno to hang it up.
I did not think Bruno Mars would make me blush in 2016.
Very, very true. Very, very true.
Here I am.
Woody, what's your... you got any fave lyrics off the top of your head?
Oh, God, no. I haven't. I need to think about these
things. I'm going a change of heart. Your eyes were full of regret, then you took a picture of your salad and put it on the internet, which is very funny. That album's full of funny stuff.
My favourite lyric was Rihanna work. Dur, 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 dur. That was my favourite.
And that's why I'm giving the win to Katie. Katie's the winner, everybody! There it is.
It was
very
a good
well
game.
Done.
Good game.
Very well done. Katie, your prize as the winner of this week's edition. You're going to get nominated for a Grammy. I'm not sure what.
Yeah! What category?
Best box. You're up against Matty for packaging.
Yes!
I'm sorry. You're up against Matty for packaging. Woody, as punishment, I'm afraid we're going to find some video footage of you getting your hair washed and put that straight on the internet. It's going to be horrifying viewing for all, including yourself.
As long as I don't have to hang out with Avicii, I'm fine.
God, this Avicii
hatred. Justice for Avicii.
Man, poor Avicii. If you're listening, Avicii, and I'm sure you are, I'm sorry if you're offended. But anyway, that's about it for this week's edition of the podcast. Can we give it up for Zara Larsson again, by the way?
Yes!
Isn't she lovely?
Queen.
Welcome back any time. Now, next week, I know I promised this last week. I promise you it is now next week. We're going to be doing this on Facebook Live. It is the announcement of the results of the Pop Buzz Fan Awards. So you've been voting online. If you listen to this now, you still have time to vote. The categories are Best Album, Best Song, and Best Music Video of 2016. So go on the website. It's right on the homepage. Give us your votes. We will be announcing the winners next week on the podcast. You can catch it on Facebook Live. Check the site for updates on the exact timing, and then you'll be able to hear all the results on the podcast too. So get behind your fave and let us know what you think. But until then, it is goodbye from Katie.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.
Well, that was a lot of nonsense, wasn't it?